asking permission from Rav Naftali. The story that I heard from the one that happened that story for him, not a second hand. In the war of Yom Kippurim, over there in Sinai, suddenly, three soldiers, in the night, they disappeared. They went far from their from the group. They found themselves alone. That was the reality for them. They were lying on a certain small mountain, and their legs were touching each other, that everyone looks points to another direction. And they're going to touch each other in the legs if someone's going to see something from his direction. Let's wait till the morning, maybe we'll see something. If someone's going to look for them. But for now, they need to survive, to hold on. When it was dawn and morning, one of them sees that a huge group of Egyptian soldiers are coming. So he touched his friend's legs and they all pointed the same direction. When the soldiers, the Egyptians came, they said to themselves, let's shoot all of the bullets that we have. We're going to kill as many soldiers that we can. At least we're going to do something useful. As many as we're going to be able to kill, we're going to kill, and the rest, what can we do? It's a lost situation. Just to surrender, who knows what they're going to do to us. So let's kill, let's fight. In the moment that they lift their weapons, all of those Egyptian people threw away their weapons and surrendered to those three soldiers. In Moroccan, there is a sentence. I don't know how to translate it to Hebrew. Three soldiers took all of the weapons from those huge and took them to lie down on the other side, took their weapons. What are they going to do? They start to... Hashem made that supervision and soldiers from our side saw and came. And they were lying under a place that was a lot of weapon hidden over there in that place. And Hashem made a miracle. So, one of the soldiers asked the commander of the Egyptians, there were only three soldiers, why you were surrendering? He said, we saw millions of you soldiers. We saw millions. Rav Shalom is saying, those are angels that have been created from learning the Torah. Millions we saw. We saw tons of soldiers, huge amounts of soldiers. We saw that we don't have no chance, so we throw away the weapon. Huge amounts of soldiers they saw. To strength each and every one of us. Now we're saying to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ribono Shel Olam, our learning. We're dedicating the angels that have been created from our Limud HaTorah, that they're going to go and fight for Am Yisrael, to protect the soldiers, going to fight for Am Yisrael. We need to understand it very carefully. Those are not tales. Am Yisrael are in a huge battle. Very hard that war is. More than 60 soldiers been died, and a lot of wounded people in a very hard way. And the war is keep on, and they keep on throwing missiles. It's miracles what that goes on. All right, they're throwing missiles on us, and no one is hurt. We accept it like it's a natural thing. We need to thank Hashem and to keep on asking for Hashem, and to know, to strengthen ourselves, and to dedicate all of our Limud HaTorah for the success of our people. I read it for you, the Chumash in Shabbos, that Moshe said to Gad and Reuven tribe. Your brother is going to go to the war, and you want to make them weaker. You want to sit and to rest. You want to go to hotels. Those poor guys going to fight. Once there was an alarm here. How many women here from our community started to shake, didn't know what to do, what's going to be, started to cry. One alarm. They haven't heard no bombings, nothing. Just one alarm. A lot of children in a lot of mental problems. Don't think it's finished. Don't think it's over. We need to know. You think we're going to go to hotels, to walk, to trips? What do we care what's going on? They are stupid, they are fighting. And the most stupid ones went to the army, right? We need to know. There is nothing to do. Baruch Hashem, thanking Hashem that Hashem put us in Beit HaMidrash. We're thanking Hashem on that every day. But from the other side, Am Israel is one group, all of the world standing on us. Only the Torah is going to protect us all. Serving Hashem in Mesirut Nefesh, the prayers. Only that. Don't dream. This is why. I wish that Mashiach is going to come today. I wish that today going to be the salvation. But I spoke with Rav Naftali, the supervisor, and with my son Nachman, and we thought together. Because that we want, as long as if suddenly there was a huge change, wonderful, everyone can go to vacation. Say to yourself, all right, I suffered enough, now I need to go to the Kinneret. If you want to take all of your sorrow that you were learning Torah for so long and you were suffering and now you need a vacation from that, so you can go. But if it's still a situation of war, we keep on learning Torah. So what we done for that, to encourage that, we said, everyone have to come. Everyone that will come, every day he will receive another 50 shekels to his support from the yeshiva. So we made it daily. We don't know what's going to be. 3 days, in 4 days, what's going to be, we don't know. After Tisha B'Av, it's going to start. In the days after Tisha B'Av, it's going to start. It's going to, Bezrat Hashem, it's going to be a huge holiday, Tisha B'Av. But if Mashiach will not going to come, so we keep on coming to learn. Mordechai, please. Baruch Hashem, we found that donor with the help of heaven. And the ones that will not gonna come, we're erasing the day for him. He will not gonna be paid on that day. Because it's a usual, regular kollel. What we're gonna do with the children? We're making a camp for them. We're going to make a summer camp for them from 9 till 1 every day. You come to learn 9 till 1 and they're going to that camp. An afternoon, everyone that needs to go with his children, he will go. And the ones that are able are going to go to do distribution of Hafatzah. And we're going to support you, going to help you also in Hafatzah with donations, books. Now it's the time that their heart is open. We can bring them closer to the Kedusha. To Rav Yitzchak. Rav Yitzchak is going to give a class here, something very important class. Halachot of Beit HaMidrash. It's very important to anticipate in that class. I'm going to have the regular class of Daf Hayomi, a special class here on Hilchot Beit HaBchira, on the Hilchot of Beit HaMikdash, that we want Beit HaMikdash. If you want Beit HaMikdash to come, to be, so you need to prepare yourself, you need to learn the Halachot of Beit HaMikdash, to know how to function when Beit HaMikdash exists. So you're going to learn Hilchot Beit HaMikdash. We miss Beit HaMikdash. How are we going to show Hashem that we miss Beit HaMikdash? We're going to learn the Halachot. About the non-marriage guys, we're going to talk about it. And the rest, we can learn what that we want to learn. As usual, everyone can learn like they learn. In that time, Chassidei Breslev are starting to finish the books of Rabbeinu, all books of Rabbeinu, from Tu Be'av until Rosh Hashanah. But we can start already on Wednesday after Tisha B'Av. So you can learn, you can review. Kol Elora, they have regular learning and tests. Everyone gonna learn like they used to. The guys that are not married, also they should learn. If they don't have rabbis to learn, to teach them, so they also need to take care of themselves and to sit and learn, to review, to learn books of Rabbeinu, whatever. Fill their life with Torah. And they also going to go more to do hafatzah, to distribution. But a guy that is not married, never to go to distribution alone, only in couples. Strengthen yourself in Shmirat HaEinayim and to go to bring Am Yisrael closer. If you don't have more questions, today, the brother-in-law of the commander of the of Givati, Chativat Givati, the commander, he asked all of the soldiers that he sees all of the miracles and he knows that it's because of Limud Torah, and he's asking from all of the ones that are sitting and learning Torah to keep on sitting and learn Torah. He, the commander of the Chativa Givati, he wrote that letter. His brother-in-law came to me today. He went to the rabbis before he went to that action. He said that he accepts on himself to lengthen Shmona Esrei before he went to the action. He wrote in that letter that all of the ones that are learning Torah, please learn more Torah because it protects us. It's strengthening. Look, there are Jews that are waking up, that they can see that, that they can recognize that. We know that it's the truth. We know that already, but it's strengthening us to see that people also were to that they see. For sure, we need to strengthen ourselves more and more. For sure, it gives the power to Am Yisrael. Again, I'm going to tell you, remind you. The time of Gush Katif, it was the time of the break between the times. Rabbi Avadia Yosef said not to do Ben Azmanim, and people didn't listen to him. Who knows, after 120 years, what they're going to show to us. Maybe if we would keep on learning, if we wouldn't go to that break, maybe we wouldn't give Gush Katif, all of the decree would have cancelled. You can tell what would happen. You cannot know what would happen. You say, no, it's my vacation. They're suffering because they're stupid. This is why they live in Gush Katif. We need to suffer for them. This is how it sounds. This is how it seems. They're stupid, so let them suffer. Lose their own houses. We're crying tears of blood. People that are close to me from that place are still suffering until today. Haven't rebuilt themselves from all of the destruction that they had over there. Strength ourselves in learning Torah, in prayers, in distribution. We're taking part with Am Yisrael. About the girls that they are learning for they have the vacation for 2 months because they're part of Misrad HaChinuch, so it's a problem. They didn't find a solution to. There is a lottery from a certain Beit Hora'a, a Beis Midrash, that everyone that's going to write Chibur, a certain long article on the Hilchot HaBchira, Beit HaBchira, on Beis HaMikdash, he's entering to a certain agrala contest on a prize of 50,000 shekels reward. Learn in the class of Rav Yitzchak that's going to be here. Write something nice on it. Write the halachot. Add something from your soul. Start pray on it. Enter to that contest. Everyone that wrote, they want to encourage that people are going to learn the Ilchot of Beis HaMikdash. It's not a test. They're not testing what it you wrote. Just check. If you wrote something, you're happy, you don't have no questions? You can ask, you want me to translate your questions or voice line? Fadima.
What about the English program?
Explaining them tomorrow to learn until the noon, it's okay because the fast starts only in the evening. There are halachot what to learn, but it's all after chatzot. So until one, it's okay to learn. And also on the day after the fast, also not to eat meat and not to get not make weddings, because in the tenth to Av, the main fire was destroying Beit HaMikdash in the tenth to Av. We in the yeshiva, we pray in Tisha B'Av, prayers of the holiday, Bezot Hashem. As usual, we're going to pray. Hope that really in this year, we're going to have huge happiness with the help of God. Mikveh today and tomorrow, dipping, to try in cold water, to deepen, this is it, to go out. Tuesday, not dipping, but not to wash yourself, only to dip, and it's better in cold water. Rav Avadia permit to wash yourself in cold water. I'm always saying, I don't want to be strict on myself at all, but just a little bit, to have that feeling. Like what you lost if one day you didn't took that shower, 2 days, so what? A little bit. Everyone that is mourning on Jerusalem gonna have the Mary to see the happiness of rebuilding Jerusalem. So you make such a business out of one day that you were not showering 2 days, 3 days, like some. What happened? Soldiers didn't wash themselves for 2 weeks. And there are that even more. So what happened? What happened? Need to mourn a little bit, to feel that we mourn on the destruction of Beit HaMikdash, on that darkness, on that exile, horrible exile, on Am Yisrael that are far from Judaism, from the purpose. All of that darkness. We're looking for kula to make it lighter and easier for ourselves. Like, what happened? You forgot to prepare a shirt for yourself for next week. So what's going to happen if you're going to wear the shirt that you wore in Shabbos? From heaven. I forgot it myself. So what? I'm going to learn wear the same shirt another one day. So what? That I'm going to strengthen you, it happened all from heaven. Am Israel are suffering, and they suffered horrible suffering. For sure we need to thank, praises, and to do tshuva on the main thing, and the main sin, that because of it the exile started. If someone underpants and don't need to prepare yourself from before of the week of Chol HaMoed, if you need to change, no problem to change. The 50 shekels that people are receiving on every day of coming to learn extra, it's if people are sitting and learning from 9 till 1, as usual. And last year people were making Tani Dibur, not talking all time of the Seder. If someone wants to steal from me, don't, no problem, you can steal, it's okay. I'm going to run and bring donors, people to help me to provide you money, and you want to steal from me and to take the money. So do it, is what you want to do. So do it. We're running that you're going to be able to sit and learn. Four hours. Brought your kid to the school, come and sit and learn 4 hours. This is it. Really, for me it's going to be a lot of effort to bring that amount of money. I don't know still how, but Hashem going to help. Mincha in the eve of Tisha B'Av. We're going to pray small mincha at 4, and then people will go home and do the Suda Mafseket and then come back to Maariv. Tomorrow mincha at 4. After it going to do Suda Mafseket, and with help of heaven. Four mincha. 4 o'clock mincha. See you all, Bezrat Hashem, in Beis HaMikdash tomorrow.